The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the oldest religious orders in the Catholic Church was inspired by the first reading today from the very famous story from the Book of Kings, read in its entirety, of the prophet Elijah battling against the false prophets of Baal, a demon, one of the false demons, which were one of the false gods that the Israelites were always tempted to stray from and to worship. Again, this tired story of humanity. We always go after the shiny things of the world, and in this instance is Baal. This order of which I speak about is the Carmelite order, inspired by precisely this reading. So here we have it. The prophets are where? Mount Carmel. If you go to Israel today, guess what you will find on top of this mountain? Catholic Church. Why? In the 12th century, our crusading knights went to the Holy Land to win it back for Christianity. And instead of returning home after the Crusades, some of these knights decided to stay here on Mount Carmel because they were inspired by the story of Elijah. Again, look at it from the perspective of a crusading knight. Especially masculine Christianity. Because what motivated the knights to go all the way from Europe to the Holy Land? I know the modern popular idea is, oh, greed, they just wanted land and gold. No. When you actually read the text, what motivated these knights to travel all the way? By the way, the death rate of the Crusaders was 50%. Half of the Catholics that went on crusade never returned home. They all died, half of them. And so these knights at Carmel wanted to follow Jesus radically. And they saw in Elijah a faithful servant. And so what began? They went to Mount Carmel, and these crusading knights, a small group of them, decided to live out their Catholic faith with a fire and intensity, to live in contemplation, in community, and to spend quiet, silent, contemplative time with the Lord, to do battle with themselves and sin, to fast, and to pray. They would eventually grow to the Carmelite order. Some of the deepest and most richest writings on Christian spirituality stems from the Carmelite order. When you hear these names, you'll immediately recognize them. But they were all Carmelites. St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux, St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. The writings of St. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux, some of the most profound writings in all of Christian history. John Paul II tried to join the Carmelite order in Poland, but they rejected him. In God's providence, of course, he would eventually become Pope, but he still had a deep Carmelite spirituality. What is the heart of it? Well, look at the Lord today in the gospel. Whoever breaks one of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest. What the Carmelite order does, monks and nuns, they spend contemplative time with the Word. Silence, my friends. You hear me speak about silence ad nauseum all the time. It is absolutely critical for the Christian life to spend silent time with the Lord. It is indispensable. If we're not living in silence, if we're not carving out quiet time, we're living on the surface of our Christian spirituality. Again, this is not me talking. This is the depths of St. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, Teresa of Lisieux, John Paul II. They spent hours every single day in silence. Because it's of them we meditate upon the Word's commandments. And we allow it to transform us. See, my friends, this, I'll end here on this final note. It's hard to do. It's hard. Which is why Elijah in that first reading was by himself versus 400 false prophets. Do you see the dynamic there? The 400 went to worship the world and demons and all the literary fashions of the day. And Elijah won.